BMST 3570 Digital Sound Cultures Critical Podcast Series.
In the podcast that follows,
podcast that follows,
interview content might have been modified in order to better fit your earbuds.
In order to better fit your earbuds, interview content may have been modified from its original source.
Better fit your earbuds.
In order to better fit your earbuds.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
At the end of this podcast.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
Credits are included at the end of this podcast.
DMST 3570 Digital Sound Cultures Critical Podcast Series.
DMST 3570.
Don't switch your dial. I said, do not switch your dial. This is a test of the TV Corporation on radio.
Welcome, I'm Angela. I'm here with the members of the band Thievery Corporation. Eric Hilton.
Well, I think the title.
Rob Garza.
My name is Rob Garza.
Lulu.
Hi, my name is Lulu.
And Chris Garrett.
All the mixing takes place inside Logic.
Because we could not correlate a time for a live meeting, we are connected through radio frequencies. They use music to promote political awareness, particularly in the areas of war and world hunger. They bring together artists from around the world to create a unique sound that resembles a mixture of musical cultures. So, I'd like to talk to you about your new album, Radio Retaliation. How do you think music correlates with politics, and why did you focus on this in Radio Retaliation?
Well, I think the title really refers to the control of culture and media by so few companies. And we're very frustrated because we grew up with great radio here in D.C., WHFS in particular. It was very free-form, programmed by the DJs themselves, and everyone just loved that station. Here, there's like six companies that control all the radio and TV in America, and we just feel like we're being force-fed.
In Washington, you know, we're very surrounded by all of the politics going on, so it's funny because I think Washington has a political bent in its music, whether it's the, you know, Discord punk scene or what we do, and it's hard not to be affected by that and to speak out and to be a little bit, you know, socially conscious. So for us, it's just something that we feel it's important to discuss, and we would have a hard time just, you know, making music just to dance to. For us, it's about, you know, reflecting the issues that, you know, are at hand today.
I'd like to mention the artist Muslim Gaz, who, in contrast to your work, has a noisier approach with the use of samples and expresses political views more through the rapping and covers of his albums. I know you use a collection of instruments and artists from around the world in your music. Have you always done this, and do you think it makes a bigger impact on audiences than sampling?
When we started off, we were creating it very electronically. Yeah, lots of samples, just chopping things up. But over the years, you know, we realized that we were very influenced by organic forms of music. As time passed, we just started to get more guitars and basses in, percussionists, horn players, sitar players, and trying to bring some of that old organic past into our sound. We don't want to try to tell people what to think. We just want them to think, you know, and if our music helps in that way, then that's a good thing.
So it seems to me that Thievery Corporation uses its music to induce a technologic response to these issues, because it is not only the lyrics that create these responses, but it also is the mixture of musical cultures, dub, bossa nova, jazz, reggae, Indian classical, and others that give the listener something to think about. The way Thievery brings all these different artists onto the stage, and through the collaboration of people and sounds, they show how the world can work together to retaliate against issues such as war and world hunger. El Pueblo Unido is a song off the album Radio Retaliation, and though the lyrics talk of a united town with corrupted politics and lies of destruction, I think the music speaks for itself. The mixed beats have a very Mexican feel, and the way the horns chime in near the end give it a sense of rising up against the tainted government.
Será vencido. Y el pueblo unido avanzará.
I spoke to Gurmukh, a world-renowned yoga teacher, on music and peace, and she brought up her involvement in Project Peace on Earth, which is a worldwide telecast concert that strives to raise consciousness of issues around the world, and proceeds are used to address these issues. I asked her how music relates to spreading peace and about the goal of Project Peace on Earth.
Music is the language of the heart, so it's without a doubt. It's the only way that will bring this peace to the earth if it's all people sing together, because singing is the language of the heart. If it can come to pass that people are singing and it becomes a global situation where everyone is spontaneously and planned integrally singing, it will raise the vibrational frequency on the planet.
Though she has a goal similar to Thievery Corporation, she takes a much more spiritual approach. Rather than retaliating against parts of the government and society, she believes that vibrations will stop people from doing wrong. Michael Kang of the String Cheese Incident also spoke to me about Project Peace on Earth and how music can influence people when it comes to war and peace.
The beautiful thing about music is that it can really transcend boundaries that really separate people. You know, you can believe in something completely different, but yet still enjoy the same music. In a case like Project Peace on Earth, music has such the ability to reach a lot of people, and just because the simple vibrations of the sounds that are generated, you know, really touch people in a lot of ways. And it can carry these very complex messages across and touch people in a way that very few things can.
What you just heard was a short segment from Sound the Alarm, also from the album Radio Retaliation. This song shows how Thievery Corporation is different from the idea of Project Peace on Earth. Though they are all interested in peace, Thievery is more about taking action and raising awareness of issues that the government may not want us to hear about. Peace on Earth is kind of a far-fetched idea because of all the different cultures and views in the world. One person's idea of peace may be completely different than another person's, and what Thievery is doing is simply showing that we can live together with our differences and even retaliate together.
I think it's very important for music to play a political role. Music influences people. I think it's the fastest outlet to personal information. It has to be confrontational, it has to be political and honest and all these things.
I'd like to now focus in on the role Thievery Corporation plays in addressing world hunger. I know you're involved with the World Food Program. Lulu, can you tell me a little bit more about that and how it affects your music and message?
It's been a really great adventure for us to work with the World Food Program. It just seems like it's such a perfect time for bands and for music to continue like their message as far as like positive vibration and music, and choose a certain cause to really push that even further. When you have such an amazing audience that's so receptive to everything that you have to offer, it's nice to give them something a little more and something that actually makes sense in this day and age.
So Rob recently went to Nepal with the World Food Program to see the effects firsthand, and he gave me a clip from the experience to share. It will be available online next month.
I'm Rob Garza from Thievery Corporation, and I'm also a celebrity spokesperson for the United Nations World Food Program. I came here to Nepal to find out about the issues facing the local population and how WFP is helping. Many of the people I met in Nepal told the same story. Average temperatures have risen markedly in the past decade. The snow is melting much faster than before, and as a result, the water from the melting snow passes through the fields far too quickly to nurture the key crops. These days, more people are struggling to grow enough food to feed their families. WFP feeds 2 million people across the country in remote areas like this. As I've witnessed, the UN World Food Program not only provides people with food for their survival, but also a range of other services allowing their children to live fuller lives.
That sounds like a great experience. For more, check out the full video next month online. It's interesting to see how Thievery Corporation works to address these issues, not only through music, but also by getting involved with programs like the WFP to lead by example. Your music really revolves around technology, and as you said before, you started out all electronic using samples. Now that Thievery Corporation has evolved, what role does technology play now? And Chris, you're the audio engineer. Can you tell me a little bit more about the program and the process?
All the mixing takes place inside Logic. We always use EQs. Logic Compressor is a must. I'd say the most important plugin for us is the tape delay. It's Thievery's signature move. The heart of the set is a computer using Logic Live and a series of pads and triggers, which allows Rob to trigger samples and play beats.
They'll gain the war, but lose their soul.
That was the song Vampires off Radio Retaliation. And though it has a very different sound than El Pueblo Unido and Sound the Alarm, I think it sends a similar message that governments, the vampires, are the problem. Thievery Corporation combines technology with organic sounds in such a way that influences people to think about world issues such as war and world hunger. Music, as Femi Kuti said, is the fastest outlet to pass information, and when it is used along with other actions, such as involvement in the World Food Program, it can have a great impact on raising consciousness of the concerns in the world. Like Thievery Corporation, Michael Franti is another artist who strives to promote awareness of war and other issues through music. He also mixes together different sounds, such as funk, reggae, and jazz. His view on change in the world is this.
A lot of times we look at the whole world and we think, it's so daunting. How can we change the whole world? And you don't need to do that. What you need to do is change your world a little bit, you know, and see if you can, through example, inspire others to do the same thing.
Don't switch the dial. I said, do not switch the dial. This is the test of the TV Corporation on Radio Retaliation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Thank you for listening. Thievery Corporation Interviews. Interview with Eric Hilton, interviewer for Russia Today on RussiaToday.com. Published January 4th, 2010. Interview 1 with Rob Garza, interviewer for International Music Feed on scientificfantastic.com, posted June 29th, 2007. Interview 2 with Rob Garza, interviewer for Lala Lives on lollapalooza.com, published October 31st, 2006. Interview 3 with Rob Garza, interviewer for the World Food Program on WFP.org, published February 24th, 2008. Interview 4 with Rob Garza, interviewer for Current Music on Current.com, published November 12, 2009. Interview with Lulu, interviewer for the World Food Program on WFP.org, published on February 4, 2010. Interview with Chris Garrett, posted on YouTube by Magnetic Media Films on August 3, 2009. Other interviews. Interview with Gurmukh, interviewer for Project Peace on Earth on projectpeaceonearthconnect.org, published September 2009. interview with Michael King, interviewer for Project Peace on Earth on projectpeaceonearthconnect.org, published September 2009. Interview with Femi Kuti, interviewer for Spin on. Interview with Femi Kuti, interviewer for Spin Earth on spinearth.tv, published September 4th, 2009. Interview with Michael Frani, interviewer for Life on Terra on lifeonterra.com, posted February 21st, 2008.
The Real Thievery Corporation, U.S. Treasury.